You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Podcast P, presented to you by Prize Picks, a Wave Sports and Entertainment original. And we're going to switch it up. We're going to do something a little different here. I know y'all see the background. Y'all see Dallas background. Y'all see Jackie background. Okay, we all at the crib. It's playoff mode, so we locked in a little different. Although we wish we was together in our original setting, we're going to do it from the crib. So with that being said, you know, let's what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, I'm happy I can sit at the house, leave the bed, come straight to the laptop room, and do this. Come on. I had to leave.
Yeah, okay.
You got a comfortable podcast.
Comfy pod. You got a little Yoda in the back.
I got a little you up in there. You up in there somewhere, a little bobblehead. You know, I got a little bobble.
Okay, a little bobble, okay. What's up, Dad? What you got back there? Is that John Wooden?
You know, we got John Wooden. We got Kane in. We got some Podcast P. You know,
it's
my office setup. This is where all the work goes down, but this is definitely different, but I'm excited.
What's that plaque back there?
Bucky? Oh, you know what that is. That's the Podcast P YouTube Award, man.
Oh, okay. That 100K?
Man, we about to have a gold one in a minute. You dig?
Yeah, we need that Millie. We're close.
I'm just glad I didn't say gas, boy. I tell you, gas high.
Love that. traffic is a mother.
As hell.
You know what?
Football free agency might already have you hyped for next season, but while kickoff is a long way out, you can already pick more or less on 2024 season stats on Prize Picks. Season totals for passing yards, receiving touchdowns, sacks, you name it. We've got it.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with playoff basketball and hockey on entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Download the app today and use code PODCASTP for a first deposit match up to $1,000. Now, I want to make sure y'all heard me. Use code PODCASTP for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Cha-ching!
Hey, so talk to me. I know game one, y'all, it was after we went up big, there was definitely some shot making and big buckets down the stretch. How nervous and stressed were y'all as fans of the game?
Game one was interesting. I felt for Clipper fans just because of the whole Kawhi news. That's kind of been the Clippers MO these last couple of years, is just, can we be healthy in playoffs? So it was quite the roller coaster, but you know, I still had faith, but it was definitely it was fun. I was nervous for sure. Yeah. The energy in the building, it was just, I had fun just going into the parking lot. Like the vibes were awesome being in a playoff game. It's been a long time, so it was fun.
Okay.
Let me tell you
what you was feeling. I saw you in when we was doing the warm-ups. I made contact. Monkey was standing up on his feet. He was hyped.
He was nervous.
He was locked.
At all. Let me tell you why. Because I got there early to see what y'all was going to be doing before the game started. That's why when you seen me, you connected, because it wasn't really nobody there. I got there early for a good reason. You know what I'm saying? I was so locked in. When I seen it, I said, nah, Dallas ain't got it tonight. Pin them real focused. I can see it. They all locked in. I seen literally when you was doing the layup line and all that, I said literally everybody's locked in today. They not acting different. They not acting like they doing something special because it's playoffs. They doing the same routine that they was doing. I said, this is going to be a good game. And then literally once the game, when y'all started blowing them out, what I'm nervous about. I know basketball. Y'all not finna let them boys come back. Yeah. All y'all had to do is worry about them too. But we going to talk about them. You dig what I'm saying? So it was not nervous right, about right. me.
You
baby.
Dig.
I know what y'all was going to do.
How are you dig. P, how are you feeling? That's what I want to know. How were you feeling before that game? What was going through your mind?
I felt good. Obviously, you know, the two-headed monsters, you know, those two are literally monsters. Luka and Kai. They could just get hot so fast, and you know the ball is going to be in their hands. You know that they're elite shot makers. So I know, like, going into it, you know, we got our hands full, but I felt good. You know, we got James, we got Russ, we got myself still, Zoo, who dominated. Like, Zoo dominated.
Big Zoo, baby.
Yeah, he was special. Zoo was special. So I felt good. As the game was going, I felt better and better. I thought, you know, we got, like, one thing is underrated. Like, when we decide to play defense, we can really, like, cause havoc and be a great defensive team. So I knew once, like, how we came out, the preparation going into it, I knew that, like, we were locked in. I didn't necessarily, you know, think we would be up 26 at half or whatever it was, but I thought defensively we were going to make it tough on those guys.
Did you, Kawhi, or James say anything to the team before y'all went out there to start the game? Like, anything that y'all was like, nah, that stuck to y'all?
No, I think it was more just the conversation of, like, it begins now. Like, it starts now. And, you know, early games, we knew we didn't want to play around. We didn't, you know, want to give them, you know, we wanted to take care of the ball, you know, do all the little stuff. It wasn't nothing like that was necessarily a different conversation in the locker room. It was just understanding, you know, timing of the year, what's at stake. And, you know, we got to come out blazing from jump.
I felt that y'all told Zubac something, because whatever y'all told that man, he showed out and did what he was supposed to as a big man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was big.
It wasn't even no scheme. Like, it wasn't even the first play T. Lou drew up, it was to go to Big Zoo. And it was kind of like once we saw that, it was like, all right, we got something.
Set the tone.
Yeah, we got something.
It for sure set the tone, because I, you know, not that, you know, they're thinking about you, James, and Russ and Norm, all these other guys. And when Zoo's going, it's scary. But P, we got to talk about the baby bounce, the attempted dunks. I saw a funny tweet. They were clowning you about how many posters you've tried to create this season. And at some point, I think you're going to get one. And it was
absolutely
funny. We were just talking about it on the games. Like, bro, like, you almost, hey, it reminds me of, like, somebody that can't dunk. You know, like, back in the day, you got those guys, kind of like myself. Like, I could dunk, but sometimes you just got to act like you could dunk and just go up and try to throw it at the rim, so everyone goes like, ooh.
Yeah, it's more to look like.
No, and you can't dunk.
It's the legend behind it. Like, oh, he look, he got
tried him. He tried him. Like,
yeah, if nobody was there, he dunking that. Nah, you know what's funny? Like, everybody give me shit about it. Like, because I've missed so many attempts, whether I was close, back of the rim, got blocked. Like, it's been so many attempts this season that, like, at this point it's like, all right, I gotta finish one of these. So, like, PJ will give me shit about it. Russ, like, the whole team will like kind of make fun of it at this point of me not finishing these dunks. But the real reason is my hands aren't big enough. I don't have Kawhi hands. My hands.
That's a reach.
That's a pause. Anyway.
And you said I'm in the background with the bobble.
I didn't say that.
I let you go, and then there you go.
But I'm gonna give you this though, Pete. Talking about
Hey, yeah, be careful. Now you don't be getting it the whole episode.
All I was
going
to say is, Pete, I appreciate what you said. When you said that you're going to keep getting your ducks on out there. You ain't going to stop. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, he was really
taking it. I appreciate what you said. How you said you're going to keep on, you know, because they keep on saying that you don't got it.
I'm gonna keep trying. I got the bounce in me. It's not from a bounce standpoint. I got small hands. So like when I go up and I get contact, I might be able to palm it for a second. But as soon as I get hit, the ball is just knocked out of my hand. So it's more of just.
You got fouled.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. But that's another conversation. You know.
How many did he miss this game, Dallas? Two of them.
Two. I think it was two. Two. He went
one
up
was
for
blocked.
Two.
Yeah, one
definitely
was blocked.
Was blocked.
That one was.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
It was a good block. It was a good play.
It was a great block. I saw one person, and then out of nowhere, I saw Gafford. I didn't think Gafford was going to jump because there was already a big there. I don't know if it was Kleber or somebody else, but there was somebody else down there. So I didn't think Gafford was going to jump. And then sure enough, like he, it was clean yeah. block.
I can't believe this. I was reading this, P, but Sunday was your first playoff game in 3 years. It took me a minute to really like go back year after year. And I know you kind of mentioned how you were feeling before the game, but knowing you haven't played in a playoff game in a few years now, did you change any of your routine? Personally speaking, I know you were, for all the Clipper fans, he wasn't up late gaming. He was getting good rest, just so everyone knows. Like, but was there anything else that you were doing differently than the regular season for playoffs just to kind of prepare for this game one matchup?
No, I stick to the same routine. You know, I don't like to change nothing other than just be a little bit more focused, a little more sharp in preparation. But now I'm like, you know, it's time to ramp up the activity of being in the gym and shooting longer and staying later. And, you know, now it's where it matters and where, you know, these opportunities try to take advantage of. So I don't change the preparation. I'm still tackling it the same way. The only difference is now I'm just a lot more, you know, just that much more locked in on one opponent more so than game planning for how this team's going to guard me and now how this team's going to guard me. Now I'm just, you know, what is one team? How am I going to get open and get shots off this one team?
And P, from a player's perspective, that's your perspective. I'm curious, what about from like a coaching perspective? And you don't have to get into details, obviously, about, you know, your guys' game plan or whatever it may be. But from the coaching staff, does it feel different from a coaching perspective during playoffs rather than the regular season? Can you tell that the staff is a little bit more locked in? Is it different in playoffs than regular season?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because you got to think, like regular season, you have maybe a day, 2 days if you're lucky, depending on scheduling another week to prepare for a team. You got a whole week to prepare for a team, and any coverage that's blown, like, that it's like, come on, we've worked on this all week. We've drilled this all week. You know what the assignment is. You know what we want to do. Like, those blown coverages are maximized because you've been drilled and worked on them for so long now, opposed to regular season. You might miss an assignment. You might blow a coverage. But, you know, hindsight, you're picking it up a day before the matchup. You're picking it up maybe less than a day if it's a back-to-back. Like, you're picking it up on such a short notice. That now, like, yeah, coaches are, they on you. If you miss an assignment, they're on you that much more because you should know better at this point of the season. And so, yeah, you hold people more accountable and you know, you got to be a lot more locked in when it comes to this point in the season.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun watching, obviously, you guys play, but the game within the game with, you know, Jason Kidd and Coach Lou, two guys that know basketball. That's going to be a fun little battle to watch. I saw some clips. Coach Lou definitely ran some different options out of the timeout, some different schemes that typically you guys don't run. And that's going to be fun to watch the different adjustments that the two coaches make as well.
Yeah. It's chess. You know, it's chess, you know. And I saw T. Lou say it, you know, he's going to hide his, you know, good stuff, and he's gonna save some stuff for playoffs. You don't want to show everything in a regular mm-hmm. season. You got to save some stuff for the postseason. So yeah, that little draw we've been working on, and yeah, it worked. It worked smoothly. Should have been an and-one, but
a little back door.
Yeah, my back cuss is going crazy.
Bro, he pushed you in the back.
He pushed me in the back. It was clear as day. Clear as day.
He said, sorry. And y'all remember clear when Stephen Curry told his GM, Bob Myers, that one playoff game seems like two regular seasons? I wanted to know, Pete, do you agree with that? And what makes a playoff game different from a regular season game?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I was so much more sore after the game one than I was probably any game. I won't say any game because I played some high minute games where I was pretty, you know, sore after. But I was pretty sore yesterday and pretty bruised and banged up after the game. But it's just a whole nother level of physicality. It's a whole nother level of intensity. It's hard playoff fouls. It's constant pressure, constant bodies on you. You're wrestling, you know, pushing, you're shoving, it's, you know, you're really going through a wall at that point. And so, yeah, it's like playing two games because you're going to play more minutes than your usual minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that alone, like, is tough. And for me, I was a little gassed. I was a little winded game one because, you know, think about it. I haven't played really in like a week and a half, 2 weeks, because the last couple of games that I did play, I played one quarter for one. And then I think the game before that, I sat out or I missed or something like that. So I didn't play really like the last game or two, in the season. And then we had a week off. So I was gassed low key. I was a little winded and still to be playing 38 minutes, you know, I was trying to give everything I had, but yeah, it is. It definitely is playing two games.
So you,
in the playoffs,
and it's I would definitely agree with you and Steph, because it's like, honestly, when you watching it, the stars don't never get out the game, really. Y'all on the bench, damn near for a mm-hmm. minute or less, if that, because y'all don't want either the game to get out of hand, or y'all want to keep it right there at the same pace. So, I give you a pound mm-hmm. the back, man, because that's something.
It is. It's tiring. I ain't gonna lie, it's tiring. Then when you think about you playing two-way, you got a guard.
Right.
And you got to be a scoring threat. And then, you know, you're going to take the best coverage. You're going to take the best matchup. The best person on their team is going to guard you. And what they're doing now is, like, you watch games. Ain't nobody picking up full court in the regular season. Now, both sides is picking up full court, you know. So it's just we're going to try to wear you down. That's what playoff series is. It's just trying to wear each other down.
Coach Lou had mentioned that y'all wanted to start off fast and be real aggressive. And I wanted to know, were the early afternoon struggles something y'all talked about overcoming before game one?
I think we might have discussed it a little bit. It wasn't like it was a key point. It was more so game one. Like, let's get off and get this series going in the right direction and get off to a great start game one. And in this series, that was more so the conversation. We know that early games hasn't been our strong suit, but I think the conversation was more so like, let's start this series off with a win. Let's get, you know, establish who we are. Let's establish dominance early and, kind of own our home court. And so that was more of the conversation, than, you know, playing at 12:30 in the morning.
I wanted to know something too, because me and Dallas even talked about it yesterday at the game. Why, not to say anything, this is business, of course, but the crypto didn't have no other events going on yesterday, like no concert, mm-hmm. no nothing. Like, why didn't they choose for y'all to play like at 7 o'clock or six that day? Like, nothing was going on. Why did it have to be at 12:30, which was crazy for me.
Yeah, you know?
It was good to see.
It's for scheduling, right? So it's for East Coast to be able to watch the game at, because the first game was East Coast at 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was 10 o'clock our time, right? So then we play, when that game is over with, we play 12:30. Okay. So for East Coast, now they get that second game at 2:30. Or
3:30.
Right.
3:30.
3:30.
Yeah. We all off.
3:30. 3:30. Because we played at 12:30. So they get that next game at 3:30. So I think it's just for scheduling, right? So the East Coast can be locked into the games and catch all the games. And so that's why we had to play early to kind of fill those slots.
I see, because if y'all did play late, it'd be extra late for East Coast.
Yeah. We played late.
I got you. I got it. Yeah, we didn't understand that yesterday. Me and Dallas was talking about that.
One of my favorite moments, P, I was sitting there. It was fun. We actually sat with your dad for this game, and we usually don't get to sit with them, but him and Daniela switched. So Pops is a cool dude, man. Had the P chain on. We was in the back room, saw Jalen Rose. Dallas, hey, get me this pick. He over there goes, cops it up with Jalen. Jalen was cool with them. But it was fun. When you got your second foul in the first half, and I was telling your pops, I'm like, he's got to take him out. And sure enough, Coach Lou subbed you out. And there was a quick second where you were like, and then you were like, yeah, you're right. Let me sit down here. We're up right now. But that, it was just a moment during the game that I had with your dad that I thought was funny. But I want to talk about James Harden. And I loved his quote at the end of the game. I think a lot of people forget how offensively gifted James is. And, you know, in my opinion, it's half the reason why you guys even brought him over, because when health is an issue, you know, you guys have other players that can step up. But James had 28 and had 6 threes. And most people don't realize this, but he's had 15 consecutive playoff appearances. Damn. And just from your perspective, P, you know, you've got to play a short time with him, you know, on the Clippers here. Did you notice anything different with his approach, or what did you think of his, you know, playoff performance with Kawhi being out? There was a lot of nerves. What do you think of his game?
I thought it was prime James. He's so gifted off the bounce to be able to create space to. Unless you know can time it up, it's almost unguardable play when he does his step back, dribbles, rock you to sleep, step back. It's almost an unguardable play because for some reason he has the ability to draw fouls out of that, which is so unique. Once he got it going and I saw him knocking threes down, I felt more comfortable because obviously I struggled offensively. So at that point, it was just, you know, I was going to still stay aggressive and keep attacking, but it was, you know, I felt comfortable like, all right, He's got it going. Let me just, you know, just keep attacking, staying aggressive, but let me, you know, do all the other stuff. Let me fill it out, fill the gaps out of what all we need to do. Let me stay aggressive defensively. Let me try to get stops, all of that stuff, right? But I think people do forget of how special he is, how good of a scorer he is. You know, as good of a passer he is, much credit he get as a playmaker, he's still one of the best and most elite scorers. And, you know, I thought he did a great job of playing at his pace, playing at his speed. He did a great job of finding who he wanted to attack. And it was going. Yeah. I thought the crowd was into it. He had the crowd going. I thought those shots brought energy. I think all of those shots brought us energy to go and get stops on the other end.
Yeah, I think it was his shoes. He came out with the pink joints, with the black toe, patent leather. I knew he was going to have a good game.
he got some dope ones he wore today at practice. I probably rock those next game. I ain't going to reveal the shoes. He'll probably wear them.
Yeah, he's going to be wearing some.
I saw something that said that basically it was the student versus the teacher versus the student with James and Luka matched up against each other. I thought it was pretty interesting because they both, you know, they mm-hmm. both are I think pretty similar. You know, obviously James was the athletic version, but you know, I think similar game style and gameplay with them being big guards that can create and play
at their own pace. They both play have their own pace of like, and no one can change that pace. It's crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's got a thirst, a drive to be the next big thing, to put the world on notice. If you answer when your thirst calls, Sprite's for you.
Well, you know it's for me then. Look, all I'm saying is Sprite's for the makers and the creators, the visionaries putting in the work to build their dreams. Whether you're shooting a cinematic masterpiece on your phone,
or filling notebooks with sketches, or up all night turning your bedroom into the booth, keep going. Thirst is everything.
Sprite is made for those who have a thirst for success and are working to turn their dreams into reality. So keep going and remember to be true to yourself.
All I'm saying is, it's getting hot in here. Thirsty.
Obey your thirst. Sprite.
Well, Pete, we all know that basketball is a rhythmic game. And literally, when I was sitting back watching the game, when the mass was going on they run, your ass, I don't know what you got in your sauce, but you started making a lot of big shots. So I want to know, when the mass was going on that run, when do P say, you know what, I got to stop this. I got to start making big shots. I got to start doing this. What do you do when it's time, when you decide, like, I got to do that?
I mean, it ain't something that you just like, you know what? Like, I wish I could just be like, you know what? Nah, I got to make shots. Like, I wish it worked like that. But for me, it's just, man, just stay aggressive. I thought, you know, I give Dallas a ton of credit for making it tough. They really was shutting off the lane. They were shutting off the driving lanes for me to try to get to the rim. They were almost playing. They were pressuring and then having people at the elbows to kind of, you know, make it look congested. So I give them a ton of credit for making it difficult for me to find a rhythm and a groove. But it was more so just staying aggressive. You know, every time I shoot, I think it's going in and I shoot with that confidence. And, you know, it just so happened later in the game, that fourth quarter, I was able to get some to fall. But, you know, that's all it comes down to. Like I said, I wish I could just be like, all right, time to make them.
Can I ask you this though, Pete? Yesterday you had on your PG ones or twos.
I think
it was very nice. Yeah, I want to know you was balling in them. I want to know, why did you change and put on the Kobe's the second half?
Yeah, you noticed everything, Monkey.
I didn't even notice that.
You noticed everything.
Hey, I noticed everything, but you put on the black and white Kobe's when you had on the new flavor wave. You know what I'm saying, PGs, and I was like,
it was just because I haven't broken. Like, I just started wearing those ones. And I think I used to love my shoes, like, fresh, right? I used to, like, love wearing a fresh pair to start games off. Now I kind of have to have them broken in a little bit. So I had just put those on. It wasn't, like, fully broken in yet. So it just – and I was wearing those Kobe's for a while. It just – I just felt like I could – at that time, I wanted to feel the ground a little bit more. I wanted to be a little bit lower to the floor and feel the ground a little bit better. And the Kobe's are a low cut. So, you know, I feel like I'm able to cut and you know, do all that I need to do a lot better.
So we might see
the Kobe's. Yeah.
Might be a little switchy switch.
I might start with the twos or, you know, I don't know. It's just, I notice within a game when something needs to change or if I'm not playing at the level I need to play at or something is off about my movement, I can just pick those little things up.
I was just going to ask you that. Is the shoes part of your, that, like, do the shoes get your rhythm going as well?
It's all about how I feel connected to the floor. And the twos, I just didn't feel connected to the floor at that time.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's all I wanted to ask. Damn, you was locked in. I'm nosy.
Hey,
you know, I see Norman Powell switching shoes during the game.
Yeah, Norm switches shoes a lot.
This is kind of random here, but I think, P, I think I need to make a public apology to Jackie.
Okay.
I know there's been a lot of times throughout our, you know, two seasons here where I've kind of thrown some shots about, you know, his Call of Duty abilities, and I just want the world to know that as of late, Jackie has been doing his he's gotten better. He really is contributing. And I just felt like I needed to apologize to Jackie and let everyone know, like, he's getting better. Like, he's
Bunky, you have gotten better. I'm not gonna lie. You've been having a strong showing as of late. You know, before you was on the level of YT, it was like, should we get Bunky or YT? Is YT on? Let's call Bunky then. We need a third. Now it's like, Bunky!
Jackie, I'm fair.
Bunky, where you at?
I don't know. What this means to me. I've been waiting on this forever. Just wanted to hear it once. I'm fired, man. Okay. Amazing.
Monkey, what's your secret? Can you tell the people your secret? Like how was the improvement so drastic?
Okay. First of all, I got tired of getting yelled at. That was one reason. I got tired of being yelled at. Second, I got tired of being a bum. I got tired of that. Third, I said, how do I got friends that's better than me and I can't even keep up with it? This is embarrassing. And I said, I'm tired of my friends just playing with me because I'm bunky. They need to really be playing with me because I'm bunky. So what I do is I just make sure my back is always against the wall.
Okay. Okay.
I always make sure I see everything from this angle, straight up, down. It don't matter. And that's basically, I don't want to get too much detail because I give away. Because people be knowing what I'm doing if they see indubitable. But that's been my thing in Dallas.
You're welcome. I felt like it was appropriate and it was much needed. But you know,
just, I feel like
we had a great session. And I normally don't play ranked, but we had a great session on the Rebirth Resurgence, the ranked Rebirth Resurgence. We had a great session where I felt like we were elite. Podcast P was definitely
we were
showing off. Well, we had a game where it was what? 10 by me, 12.
It was
by
it was
you,
up there.
Five by Bunky. It was a solid. Jackie said, don't forget the five.
All right. Well, we're moving on. Jackie, I owed that to you. And you know, I just want you to know I'm fair. But I want to talk about the late addition that you guys just made with Kai Jones. And what's funny is before the game started, the Clippers Instagram, they posted like tunnel pics. And it was funny because I was looking at it, I'm like, who is this? I was like, I couldn't figure it out for a second. But I saw that his locker is in between you and Kawhi. And just talk to us about how he's been, P, and how you see him fitting in with the squad and your thoughts so far on the new pickup.
Kai is great kid. Great kid. High energy. You know, we did a shooting drill where we do 60 makes from the three-point line, right?
Man.
And so it's we do 60 makes. So it's let's say it's what, 12, 13 of us on the roster. It's 8 on one side, 7 okay. or 6 on the other side. Damn, I'm mad for 6. 14. So it's 12 or 13, 7 or 6 on however way it is we split up in half, 7 or 6 on each side. And so one guy comes over, he passes it. The guy shoots. You know this drill.
Right.
Then after he shoots, he gets his rebound, passes it to the other line. And that person that just passed now comes around and shoots behind. And so it's just constant back and forth, right, until you make 60 makes. And we got to make it in less than 3 minutes. So we put 3 minutes on the clock and we got to get 60 makes, right? So we're already like the people that are controlling or counting the makes, they're controlling it on the scoreboard. So if we make one, boom, 1, 2, like they're counting it already. But as we get going, you hear Kai, 30, 31, 32, 33. Like he's screaming loud as he can, like hype. And so we making shots. And so now we getting hype. And so like, you know what I mean? Our swag is high because he's like, 48, 49. Come on, y'all. Let's go. 50. And so, you know, everybody was feeling it. The coaches was laughing. Obviously, they were loving it. They were all about it. And I think there was a photo for people that don't know that photo of me and Kai jumping up. It was because we hit the 60 mark. And so it was just high energy. I went over for him, you know, giving us that energy. We did the little up, shoulder bump.
He's on the mic.
I know, right? All right. Podcast P replace it.
Yeah.
Listen.
Listen.
Kai, I like Kai. I've spent a little time being able to talk to him and, you know, getting to understand where he's from. I opened that door for him to be able to come to me or any other vets that he have around him this year. If you have any questions, we've all been through it. We've seen it all. We've been through it all. We can help you along the way. That's our job as leaders and as mentors is to help the next generation. So I've opened that door to him.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him.
He was in the back. He was in the back. Yeah, oh, okay. He was watching it from the back.
Okay.
Hey.
That was great. Hey. Look at Jackie. Jackie. Like,
I ain't got nothing. That's P. That's P. P.
I know. I just I had to clean that up.
He cracked it up. Hey.
Yeah, I'm like, I had to say that because I'm thinking, did he say
what did I say the other day, P? Like, why is it so hard, difficult?
Yeah,
like,
why?
Corrected that.
You caught yourself so fast. That was funny.
P, I wanted to know, P, when we going to see your shit when you score your three-pointer, P? I ain't seen
which
that
one? The Celly?
The Celly, yeah. I ain't seen that yet.
I don't think we decided on one, did we?
Nah, we ain't.
But I'm saying,
y'all was supposed to work on that with me. Yeah. It was supposed to be a three-man job that y'all not holding. Y'all not holding up.
Nah, don't put me in this. Well, okay?
Well, you know what? It's my job. I'm gonna get
Jackie
into it.
Jackie gonna do something crazy.
You should have been doing something by now. I mean, the world should have been doing something with you, Pete. You make a lot of.
I know. You make. I know. We should have been had this down at this point, right?
I got it. Don't worry about it. Okay. I'm on it. I'm gonna get you something.
Keep working on it.
Get you something.
I thought she was gonna ask something about Lil P.
Nah, Lil P. I was mad at him one of the games. When I seen him on TV, you balled out, had 41 points. Lil P was knocked out from the first to the third. He didn't see nothing in the fourth quarter. And then I seen him at the game yesterday. He was doing nothing but eating and watching his game.
He was locked in yesterday.
He was locked in. But you know what? I took him to the locker. I took him with me after the game. The second we got in the car, he was. Good sleep.
What is it, AP? What is it? I want just to be my last question. What is it? I know you got three kids and you got two girls, but what is it when you have your son watching your game at such a young age? Like, how do you feel when he's at the game? I know it's special with all your kids there, but this your son.
Because you know what? He picks up on so much. Like, he picks up on so much of me hooping. And, you know, it's three girls in the house and myself. And so he's around the girls a lot, but then I feel when he's with me, it's like, all right, I'm with the boys. Like, this is, you know, it's a different relationship. It's a different, you know, vibe when I'm with dad. So, but he picks up on everything. Like, he trying to get grip. You know how you know, when we pick our feet, our shoes up and we, you know, rubbing our shoes with our hands to try to get grip. He's doing that. I'll catch him with his hands on his like knees, like, you know, you're trying to get your breath. I'll catch him like just doing that. Like, he'll just pick up on stuff that he watches in a game. And I think at this point, he's just like, all right, that's what we do. We hoop. Like, we ball players in his family.
Right.
He's got a good golf swing. His golf swing is solid.
He's elite.
Oh, he got a
golfer as well. As a 2-year-old, the boy got skills.
Jackie, I was at the house the other day and I ordered some food and I went around the side and I didn't even know that him and the whole family were outside, and I just hear, I think Vuk actually called my name. He's like, Dallas, look. And this dude just teed one up and just hit it. And I was like, oh my goodness. Good job. But he's got a naturally good golf swing right now. Like, for a little kid, he could be a golfer too, P.
He could be. You know, obviously, I love golf now. So he'll be on the course with me.
Stay tuned, y'all, for Paul George. Stay tuned.
He was actually sad he couldn't make an appearance. I told him, Daddy got to go down.
Can we see him, Pete?
Next episode, he'll get an appearance.
Next episode, he could have said bye.
I hate that we got to cut. We got to go to Postman Pete.
Having so much fun.
We having fun, man. But we got to answer some of the questions that the fans been giving us. So let's jump right into Postman Pete, y'all.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. A 5-star resort with a kids club or an all-inclusive by the beach. My family's happy place when I was a little kid was going camping in San Luis Obispo at Lake Lopez. What about y'all?
My happy place? I would probably say we would go down to, I think it was like either Newport or like Laguna Beach, but my dad would take us every year and there was a basketball court outside right by the ocean. And we used to go play 3-on-3 and just have a good time with the family. So that would be mine.
Mine is, I used to go to this place called Bullwinkle's in Montclair. It was dope as hell. Bullwinkles was like an amusement park.
Okay.
Like when you say we used to go for fun. The name of it was called Bullwinkles Amusement Park in Montclair. Used to do the goat cars, everything. It was like my favorite place. Wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline family friendly options, you can save up to 60% on family friendly hotels.
You can even sort by room type and amenities like pools and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. With Priceline, you never have to miss a trip.
There's value in using Priceline because it helps you save money so you can spend your savings at your destination like Tulum.
So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off family friendly hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
We got our first question from Love for the Game 8723. They asked on X, we saw that Paul George was mic'd up during the game one, and I always wanted to know if a player mindset changes when you're mic'd up. Also, what's the process leading up to being mic'd up, P?
Well, the process is just they just tell you, hey, there's a mic in your jersey.
That's crazy.
Would you want to do it or not? Like, obviously, I could be like, nah, I don't want to do it. Or they'll tell you at any point if it's bothering you, you can just swap jerseys and take it off. But honestly, I forgot I was mic'd up, to be honest. So it didn't really bother me. I didn't really notice it. But I do love, like, I do think that's awesome. And I think they should share more of that, of players being mic'd up and hearing actual live game banter and, you know, takes, what players are saying, their coverages. I, as a fan, like playing in the NBA, I'm a fan of that. Like, I like hearing what other guys are saying and how they're responding and how they're talking to teammates. So I'm a fan of that. I think they should do more of that.
Can you get into some detail on, like, where is the mic, P? Like, it's got to be, it can't bother you at all. Where is this mic at?
So the NBA cut out, or they made the jerseys to where they have little pouches on the side.
And
it's inside the jerseys, and there's a little pouch on the side that you can put the little mic in. And so it's like flapping around over here, but you don't really notice it.
That's crazy.
If I was in the NBA, I'd be the worst person to get mic'd up.
You're just saying all
you already you already got banned from voice chat on Call of Duty. So
I remember this moment I never forget. I remember KG was mic'd up at an All-Star game, I think. And it was I think one of his last, maybe his last All-Star game, and they mic'd him up. He was just cussing, saying everything. F this, B, fuck you. He was just going off, right? And he was like, yeah, I can't use none of that shit, huh? And it was just funny. It was just funny because the people were like red in the face, like embarrassed and like, damn, like we can't use that. But he just didn't give a damn. He was just saying every curse word. Like, y'all can't use none of that,
huh?
He
didn't get fired.
Nah, he didn't get fined. It was before we played. It was before we went out. It was like while we were getting dressed, and he was, you know, he had the jersey and everything.
I can see him doing that too.
And that always stick with me of like, regardless of what we say, like, you know, some of the stuff they can't even leak out. So
we got to get Ant-Man mic'd up. I want to see Anthony Edwards with the mic, him going at KD. That would have been gold if we had that mic'd up right there.
I think Conley was mic'd up that game one.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I think they had Conley mic'd up for that game one.
So speaking of Anthony Edwards, our next question comes from Jason, and he emailed us asking about when you're matching up with Anthony Edwards, P, and you know he's going to be yapping, he's calling you guys old, he's calling KD old. I think there's one side of it where it's kind of fun. You see a young guy with some energy, he's not scared. And then at the same time, it could be a little bit like, man, I got to match up with this guy. How does it make that matchup when you're going to play against Anthony Edwards, knowing he's going to be talking to you the whole game?
I mean, well, we are old. let's just keep it on. We are old. But, you know, we all going to get old. Anthony Edwards going to have his time. So be careful what you wish for. You know, but I think it's more so of given flowers, and he gave the flowers to KD. I think it's more so giving flowers for, you still got to appreciate the longevity of guys playing beyond their prime, you know, and still extending those prime years. You look at KD, you look at LeBron, Steph, James, Russ, Kawhi, myself, DeMar, like you look at the guys that are playing well beyond what those prime years are supposed to be in our careers and still be able to produce and play at a high level. You know, even Dame, shout out, you know, Dame playing at a high level, being, you know, 10, 11 plus years in the league. But we all gonna get old, you know, it's, you know, that father time thing is real. And so I love it. I love that the young guys are recognizing that they're the face of the league and it's their time. And, you know, as being older guys and veterans in the league, we're going to challenge that and we're going to still, you know, it's going to push us to still try to dominate and be superior above the next generation. But they're coming. They're on the rise. Anthony Edwards, you know, I heard him say he'll be the face of the league in about 2-3 years. I think maybe less than that. I just love his approach. I love his tenacity. He's challenging the peers at his age now, and he's going at the veterans that's been 10 plus years in the game. So I love that. I wish we could have heard that banter between those two. I love that moment of KD laughing it off because, you know, AE actually said KD was his GOAT. And so I'm sure for him, that was a special moment to be able to match up with him in that playoff, you know, in this playoff run against the Phoenix Suns. So it was dope, man. It was dope. I thought it was great for the league. It was great for basketball. It was kind of a passing of the torch from the young to the old, or the old to the young, I should say. But that series, I'm really looking forward to watching how that's going to unfold.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good series. Is that going 7?
No. No, that's going maybe 6.
And who's favorite?
Minnesota.
All right.
Duty? Yeah, hey. All right, guys. Well, it was fun playing with you guys.
They want to watch the stream? Y'all want me to share play?
We need to. Jackie, take us out, man. Wrap us up, man. I wanna bunk you.
Well, look, y'all. First of all, thanks everybody for tuning in to our first and ever remote show that we ever did on Podcast P. It was something new to all of us, and I honestly I enjoyed today with my fellas. You know, I wish I was there with them, but you know, this is something new to us, and I hope everybody enjoy it. So just stay tuned, keep supporting us, and we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all, and at the end of the day, go Clippers,
go
baby.
Go Clips, Podcast P. Make sure y'all like and subscribe. Stay tuned, more to come.